Shalom uvracha, peace and blessings. As we're focusing now on Shavuot, which we call in Greek Pentecost, Pentecost meaning 50, Shavuot meaning weeks, it's the same day. Hebrew people call it Shavuot. The Jewish people refer to it as Shavuot because it took place 7 weeks and a day after Passover. And in the Greek language, we just call it Pentecost, which means 50. But in Acts chapter 2, when the disciples were gathered together there in the upper room and the day of Shavuot or Pentecost had come, they were celebrating a holiday that they had already been celebrating for 1,500 years. In fact, it came to be associated with the day that the God of Israel manifested himself on top of Mount Sinai in fire and glory, giving Moses the Ten Commandments there. And as these first disciples in Acts chapter 2 were gathered together on this day of Shavuot, of Pentecost, no doubt they were thinking of the glory of God that had been revealed to Israel as a nation some 1,500 years earlier when he gave them the Ten Commandments, writing on the tablets with his own finger. Here they are thinking about and celebrating how the God of Israel had appeared to them, and suddenly the God of Israel appears again to them in fire, this time not writing his law on the tablets of stone, but going much deeper, writing his law by the fire of his spirit in their hearts. So as we think about Pentecost Shavuot this year, beloved ones, let's just rejoice in the fact that God loves us so much that not only does he speak to us from the outside, as he did to the children of Israel when he wrote his law on the tablets of stone, but he's come literally to dwell within us now, writing his law and communicating with us in our own hearts. Baruch Hashem, shalom and shalom.